I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
My question is, why are you bowing down to all that stuff? None of it will die for you. Oh boy, I'm gonna tell you, this is a day that if you don't like Pastor Rogers and what I got to say, you better be finding you another church, because I got news for you. I'm gonna let it out of the bag today. And I got news for you. Mr. Fauci has never died for one of us out here. I know whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. And if I take my last breath on this side, it'll be all right. I'll wake up in glory. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and bless the Lord if you know what I'm talking about. He died to redeem me. And Jesus is choosy about where he died. Some of them tried to assassinate him while he was out there healing the sick. He just walked right on past them. I just came to tell you right now, you're not going to die one day before God is through with you on this earth. I don't understand why saints die, but I can tell you this. I've had more people than not who have come to me and said, Joey, because I knew me, your mama would be proud. She lived a life pleasing to God, and she's still testifying. Well, that ain't a surprise to me. For the Bible says that Abel's blood cries out from the ground, even to today, to testify of the relationship he had with God. Jesus was choosy about where he died. They tried to kill him. He said, you can't kill me until I get ready to lay down my own life. He got to the whipping post. He survived that. You know why? Because it wasn't at the whipping post where you were going to be born again. Redeemed. He couldn't redeem you at the whipping post. So he took all the stripes until you were unrecognizable. Why did he take all those stripes? Because you needed healing in 2021. And he says, with my stripes, you don't quote something you don't believe, but if you believe that he's still the healer today, open your mouth and testify. He redeemed me back from disease. And Jesus did not say every disease except for COVID-19 and Delta. You don't believe it? I can look at your faces right now. You get all caught up in the emotion to this thing because you're walking and listening with one ear to the world and one ear over here, and it's such a conflict, you don't know what to do with it. But I came to tell you, ain't nobody redeemed you like Jesus bought you and brought you out. And when he got ready to lay down his life, he bought you at a cross. And at the cross, ladies and gentlemen, is where the price was paid. I'm over my time. He lives to relate to me. He lives to represent me. He came to relate to me. He died to redeem me. And he lives to represent me. Listen here. This church, and I have an attorney. I got his number in my cell phone. But there have been times when I've texted him and called him and I didn't get no answer. I needed some representation. I had to wait for his schedule to get clear. I had to wait for him to return the phone call. Y'all not hearing me? I had to wait for him to get back on the text. I had to wait till the sun came back up because he was sleeping. I had to wait because he flew out of town to meet somebody else. All that waiting made me say, I need somebody to represent me. Anytime, any place, anywhere. So when Jesus died, they snatched his body off a cross and put him in a borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He said, it'll be all right. I don't own a grave because I'm only using it for the weekend. And on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. If they wanted to kill him, they should have tracked him down. He wasn't hiding from nobody. 40 days he walked around and showed himself alive with many infallible proofs. Oh my God, I feel him raging in my soul right now. Hurry up and finish preaching, Pastor. I feel like something's getting up on the inside of me. I'll tell you what it is. It's the Christ who didn't lay in the grave and is still there. He is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for you. He lives to represent me. So if I get in trouble, even if I sin, he'll call me on the carpet like he did Joshua and say, Joshua, what is this dirty robe you have? Take this robe off of him. Satan stands to accuse me night and day, but I have a heavenly attorney. His name is Jesus. He's represented me more times than not. In fact, sometimes when I was getting sued by Satan himself, he stepped in and said, don't worry, I got this one. You don't even have to bother with it. Come on, somebody. Oh, you're struggling with the devil, and I came to tell you the devil ain't your problem. You are your problem. The moment you choose to believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is the moment healing and deliverance and miracles will happen. Because I believe God. Because I believe God. Give F. Because I believe God. I said, I believe God. I believe God. When Jesus comes, the tempter's snare is broken. Get ready for a miracle, somebody. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. Somebody's sitting here with a depression over your head. He'll take the gloom and fill your life with glory, for all will change. Didn't he do it, Martin? For all will change. Didn't he do it, Martin? When you stuck the gun to your head and said, it's over, I'm done. He took what was left over, remade you, remold you, and you're standing here living. You know why? Because all has changed. To bring out of the shadows this morning. I want to know this morning, have you got a testimony that would make you get on your feet right now and give God some glory because Jesus showed up? When Jesus comes, the tempter's snare is broken. Come on, somebody. You're underneath the tempter snare. It's broken when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, come on, bass man. All tears are wiped away. Heather, he's wiping the tears from your eyes. You'll not cry another day over what has been. He takes the gloom and fills a life with glory. For all will steel chain way up in the balcony. When Jesus comes to stay. So who needs the Lord to break the yoke off of your life? Who in this building, who watching right now, has been living under the burden of the enemy who has attacked your soul? And you prayed and you prayed and you prayed, and it seems like the heavens are brass. I came to tell you, Jesus is in the room. I didn't say Joey was in the room. I said Jesus is in the room. You don't need my touch. You need his touch. Is there anybody in here who says today, I don't care what time it is, I just want Jesus to break this off of my life? If that's you, if that's you, I need healing in my body. I need deliverance. See, I'm just crazy enough to believe that what God said is still true. Well, I feel some people in this building that are wrestling in your minds right now. But you're about to take a step of faith. Now, if you want to keep living like you're living and be up underneath the shadow and under the bondage and all that, that's up to you. But I'm going to ask those of you who need a miracle today. You want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You're tired of sin. Anybody tired of sin? I got three people out here. Anybody tired of sin? You do know it's sin that brought COVID, don't you? You do know it's sin that's causing wars and rumors of wars, don't you? You know it's sin that's making a world hate one another because they're a different color or a different class, don't you? You do know it's sin that is attacking your life day after day. But when Jesus comes, you want your marriage put back together? You've gone to more counselors than you can count and spent more money. I give you Jesus. When Jesus gets in the marriage and he stays, that's what that last line says. When Jesus comes to stay. If you only want him on Sunday, you don't have the right Jesus. But if you want Jesus to stay, then you got to make room in your house. Some things have got to go. You didn't hear what I said. The priority must be put upon Jesus when Jesus comes. I wish I could spend more time here, but I don't have any more time because the Spirit of the Lord is reaching out and grabbing some people right now. So when we start singing this song, if you need to get sin forgiven, bondages broken, loose from the attack of the spirits in your mind, whatever that it is, you need a miracle today, I'm in full agreement with my pastor friend. Today, a strange anointing of the supernatural. Now, if you got to run to the restaurant, get up and leave now. I'm going to do like Jesus and send everybody out of the room when Jairus is there. And they were all moaning and crying and weeping and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus said, get out of the room if you don't have faith. Because if you don't have faith, ain't nothing I've said is going to make a difference. All you got is church. But if you want Jesus, I said, if you want Jesus, you ought to make a move right now just like they are. Come from all over this building and do it right now.
Hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.